Lord, we come. As we do each Sunday morning, we come into this place eager to hear your word, eager to hear where you are leading, eager to hear and see where you would have us go. So we pray now that you would open our eyes and our ears, soften our hearts that we might be able to see, that we might be receptive. We ask that you would set the man aside and that your words would be spoken. And we pray all of these things in your name. Amen. This morning we have two passages of scripture that we will be reading together. Hear now the word of God from Isaiah 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The second passage is one proverb. Proverbs 20:29. The glory of young men is their strength. Gray hair, the splendor of the old. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Friends, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm getting old. I know, I hear some of you scoffing at that, but it's true, there's evidence. I mean, just look at this picture I took of myself on Thursday. It was a hard day. Friends, it now takes two attempts to get me out of the couch. It takes me longer to rest than it takes to actually get tired in the first place. Yesterday, I tried to get the wrinkles out of my socks and I realized I wasn't wearing any. My back goes out more than I do. The snap, crackle, pop at breakfast is no longer coming from the cereal. Happy hour is nap time. My idea of lifting weights is getting up. I do one sit-up every day, half in the morning when I get up, half in the morning when I lay back down. To be fair, if I take a nap, I try to do two sit-ups. My knees, this one in particular, it buckles. My pants, not so much. My belly button doubles as a lint trap. I have to shave my ears. I'm at that awkward age where my body is no longer strong or fast. Okay, it was never fast. But it's no longer strong. The problem is, I'm not wise enough to realize it. It's like Billy Crystal once said, by the time a man is wise enough to watch his step, he's too old to go anywhere. There's a certain potential that comes with being young. There's strength and vitality and a lifetime of possibilities for most of us. Our culture glorifies strength. It glorifies youthfulness. So when this morning's Proverbs tells us the glory of young people is their strength, it doesn't come as a real great surprise to us. Sounds pretty familiar. Perhaps that's why we expend so much energy trying not to be old. So much time dyeing our hair or shaving it. So much money on creams and balms that will make our wrinkles go away. It's why we want to hire young pastors and have our churches filled with young people. It's also, I think, why we often tuck our old people away. Why so many of them feel lonely and left behind. We think youthfulness has something to offer, But old age
is nothing but a burden. But this proverb that we read, it doesn't merely laud the strength of the youth.
It also acknowledges that the aged have something to contribute to the advancement of God's kingdom and to the work of God in the community. The young provide a certain energy and strength. They're like the engine pulling the train forward, full of potential. They're going places. They're going to do great things. They're going to leave their mark. They're going to change the world. Their lives are full of possibilities because they are young
and because they are strong.
Their glory is found in their strength, in their ability to do, their ability to accomplish, their ability to make change.
But the strength of the young is not enough.
It's not enough for the well-being of the community. Because this proverb also insists that the old, the aged ones, have a splendor of their own. It is the wisdom that comes with experience, that comes from gray hair. If the young are the engine, the aged provide the tracks. They provide the insight and perspective that can only be learned through experience.
Because there are some things that can only be learned through experience.
You can't know how to trust God in uncertainty until you've had to do it. You can't know how to have faith in the midst of great loss
until you've had to do it.
You can't know how to find the goodness of God in spite of your pain
until you've had to do it. Friends, a train engine isn't going anywhere without tracks. No matter how hard it digs,
no matter how much it turns its wheels, all the youthful potential in the world without the wisdom to help provide direction will leave us exhausted and disillusioned. No matter how strong the engine, without the tracks upon which it can ride, that engine will run out of steam. Even though we may be young and strong and full of potential, life has a way, often, of making us tired and weary. It has a way of causing us to stumble and fall. And the challenge that the young face, is that we don't always know where to turn
when our strength fails us,
because we've never had to do it before. When our youthful potential fails us and we grow tired and weary, how do we learn where to go? Because, friends, even youths grow tired and weary,
and young people will stumble and fall. Almost 17 months ago, Crossroads lost its senior pastor.
When Scott died, I didn't
know what I was doing. I had no idea what I was going to do.
And even though I believed myself to be young and fit and capable enough to work through my own personal challenges and lead Crossroads through its challenges,
it didn't take long before
I got a little tired. And I will tell you right now that were it not for the collection of aged, gray-haired old men and women in the pastor's Bible study, I'd have stumbled and fallen. Every week I went to lead that Bible study, and every week I'm pretty sure I came out having received far more than I gave. I can almost hear them sharing the words of Isaiah 40 with me. Do you not know? Have you not heard?
Maybe you haven't heard, Chris.
Maybe you've never experienced,
but we have.
We know. Our experience has taught us. We have watched as God has proven faithful again and again and again.
The Lord is the everlasting God,
the creator of the ends of the earth.
Chris, this isn't the end.
God's presence has not left. God's power has not changed. God is still on the throne, still the creator of the universe. God has not lost control. God will not grow tired or weary. Chris, God has shown us again and again that God is always working. God is always active. Our challenges are not so great that God finds them daunting or overwhelming. Our problems cannot exhaust God's power. And his understanding no one can fathom. Chris, God will never run out of options. God will never run out of ideas. You can't see the whole picture, but God will always be able to use you and your experience, no matter how incomprehensible, for the fulfillment of God's kingdom and God's purposes. God gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Chris, in the end, your strength will not be enough. Your youthfulness will fail. Your potential will be insufficient. But God has never failed to provide for us when we have come to an end of ourselves. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Chris, we've learned that not even the strength of the young is enough. No matter how strong we are, no matter how much potential we have, we need more than we will ever, ever be able to give. We have learned that if we rely upon our own energy and our own knowledge and our own skill, we will exhaust ourselves. We have learned that it is those who can no longer hope in themselves who will be able to rise above the crushing pressures of life. Friends, for all my strength, for all my youthful potential, for all my theological training, it was the track laid down by the hard-won wisdom of gray hair in the pastor's Bible study. It was their insight. It was their perspective that provided me the hope I needed. You see, that group of seniors knew something by experience that I had yet to work through. They had learned how to find hope in God, even in the midst of death and pain. They had seen parents and spouses and children die and found hope in God despite it. In that hope, they had learned that God could raise them up above their pain and give them the ability to soar. They had wrestled with the pain and uncertainty and learned how to trust God through it all. And in the end, I needed them. Friends, we are a church of doers. We are a church of highly capable people. People with great potential. But I believe with all my heart that we run the risk of trusting too much in that strength. I've watched in the last 17 months as we have desperately tried to turn forward. I've watched as we've relied on our own strength and our own resources, hoping for a young, vibrant pastor full of potential and youth to come and be the engine that moves us forward. But as we look toward our future, as we attempt to find God, we try to understand where God is leading us in the months and years to come. Is our hope so much in that engine that we are willing to forget the need for tracks? we may have something to learn from those who have been here before. What have they seen that we need to understand? Where have they experienced God in times of uncertainty and transition? How have they seen God's goodness and God's power at work, even when everything else, even our most urgent attempts, have failed? God is present. God is powerful.
God is good.
So even when our best attempts fail, maybe only when our best attempts fail, there is yet hope to be found. It is not our work that will move Crossroads forward. It's not the work or presence of the next called pastor that will move Crossroads forward. It's hope in God's presence, in God's power, and God's goodness that will raise us above our weariness and allow us to soar toward the vision that God has for us.
Where is your hope this morning?
In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.